This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
How's it going out there today? Another one in the books.
Another one in the books, Brian.
Yeah, Chris probably is laughing right now. Gets a kick out of that every time I say that. So this is the Brian Cash Close Radio Show. What we do is our mission is to help local businesses on an FM dial to get promotions. And because usually it costs a lot of money to get on FM. And we don't even charge people to do it. That's pretty cool. So we're very thankful to Caesars in Dunedin. They're right there across from Ace Hardware. And tell us a little bit about Caesars there, Scott.
Well, first of all, I want to thank them for catering the show today.
Yeah.
We've got lots and lots of good food that we're going to talk about and put on the webcam throughout the show. Caesars, loving that brick oven. Caesars Sports Pub and Pizzeria, 1757 Main Street in Dunedin. It's in the plaza there behind Jimmy John's. And you know, they got specials, and we'll talk about the coupons, but, you know, they've got the Sunday ticket, the NFL package for Sunday. You can go there and watch any game.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And there's a classic car and truck show there every third Saturday, which is coming up in a couple of weeks.
Right.
And, yeah, December 17th is their classic car and truck show. Live trivia on Thursday nights. You know, trivia and win prizes. And karaoke every Tuesday and Friday nights. So you can go and show your talent.
That's at Caesars now. They're brick oven pizza. You know what that
real
means?
Real brick oven pizza.
Yeah, I mean, that's an expensive oven. Yeah. But it makes a difference in the quality of the pizza because it cooks it evenly.
Yeah, it's wood-fired.
It's kind of neat. And if people appreciate quality, they appreciate a brick oven.
Oh, yeah.
And then we had Vinny's, actually, another a gentleman there. They're a new location that just opened up there.
And, oh, that's right. They moved.
Yeah, they're on Hercules.
Hercules.
And that's pretty cool, too. We're excited about that. They're doing really well there. There was actually a wait to sit down there.
That's
now, why is it that one restaurant, like before that, they gutted the place basically and fixed it up? So the appearance of the place does make a difference in the quality of the food.
And the location.
And the location.
And the advertising.
And the advertising.
That's
right.
It.
That's a good point. Vinny is doing great there. It's just they're doing great. They're right next to the Circle K on Hercules. I guess it would be north of Sunset in Hercules. So it's kind of neat that is happening.
I've had their pizza.
Unbelievable.
It's good.
And they actually have a dollar slice that they do just to tell people. They don't make money on that dollar slice.
No, that's a loss leader.
But what they're saying to people is, look, try our pizza. We're using all top quality ingredients.
Well, you know what? We've already got a call-in guest.
Okay.
It's Rick.
Rick?
Rick, you there?
I'm here.
Hey!
Wow, what's going on, buddy?
Not much. How are you doing?
Okay, you know, we were just saying how, like, being on FM, a lot of the small businesses can't afford it because it's expensive to be on FM.
Yes.
But what we're doing is we're offering it to people. We're not even charging them.
You guys do a wonderful job.
How's everything at the All-Pro Auto Center?
We're doing well, doing well. Everything's just moving forward and getting cars fixed and getting busier every day.
You got to crash a little. Yeah, because when you hear a crash, that means ching-ching to you.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we always say. We hope nobody gets hurt, but don't mind accidents.
Well, you look busy. I went by there today.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah, we got a few cars out there.
On my way up to Curlew and on my way back. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, so tell us, like, what makes a good auto body guy? Like, what do you look for?
Well, obviously, you want to look for the, you know, experience first, but that doesn't always mean everything because there are a lot of, we would call in the industry hacks out there. mean, basically, it's just one of those things you got to bring somebody in. We do like a 90-day review on somebody. We bring them in and watch their work very closely and just make sure it's up to the standard that we want. They do have schools out there, iCar training, and dealerships do have training classes and stuff, too, that help. But like I said, a lot of it is just the feel of it. You know, when you're getting, like, smooth Bondo work, it's the feel of what the guy's got in his hands and what he's doing.
Tell us about iCar training for the listeners who don't know, and then that would include me.
Okay. iCar training is a company out there that most insurance companies, when they pick out a body shop to put on their, you know, direct repair facility or program, they require you to be iCar Gold. And there's a company out there that gives you all kinds of testing. They'll test you on your welding skills, your dent pulling skills. They got paint courses, paint classes, and they actually put you through the process, and then they give you a test afterwards to make sure that you retained everything. And you've got to put like 100 and I think it's like almost 134 hours into a training program right now to be iCar Gold, and then the next step would be Platinum. So
yeah, and then once you get out of school, no one knows that, right? It's the quality of work you do. Like the Platinum thing doesn't, like, even though it does matter, but it really doesn't.
Well, we advertise it on our wall up here so people can see, you know, that we do have these certifications and that we do have.
Okay, so it does matter then.
Yeah, so yeah, absolutely. And like I said, the insurance companies won't hardly even look at you if you're trying to get on one of their direct repair programs. They won't even look at you unless you have iCar training.
Okay, I didn't even know that. Never knew that. You know, because, like, sometimes, like, no one asked me what school I went in. I'm just saying for me. But I guess in your industry, it would matter. But, like, once you get in the real world, though, it's you learn more on the job than you do, I think, in school. Not in all cases, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But
training is where you learn.
Yes, most cases.
In most cases, right? Would you agree?
Yeah, I was when I was across the bay before I opened up my own place here and run the Ford dealership over in Tampa. I was one of the first people to participate in the Hillsborough Community College auto body program. And, you know, they had a nice program over there, too, if anybody would be interested in getting into something like that, that you do a half a day in school, and then you do a half a day at a body shop that might sponsor you.
Wow.
That's a really good program to do, because then, like you said, you can do the hands-on while you're getting the training also. So, you know, the employer can see if you're qualified and how you're doing through the process, and get help from veterans who have been doing it for a while, you know. So.
That's good. That's real good. And then, you know, I always, like, one of my, now that I'm old, I say it more. But one thing you can't buy is experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, because, like, my partner here we have here, he's probably the best body tech that I've been around, and I've been in the industry for a long time. He's not iCar Gold at this point in time. He's close. You know, he's with about 6 hours away from being iCar Gold, but he's not there yet. But again, like I say, he's one of the best I've ever worked with. So
wow, they have high standards. I'm on their website now, looking at the iCar training courses, and there's a wealth of them, and each one of them is very comprehensive.
Yes, very, very, very technical. They like I said, a lot of them they do online. You can do online testing to see what your skills are that you've learned already in the industry. Some of them are, they actually come out to your body shop and test you, like for your welding skills. And then other ones will be held at different locations throughout the metro area.
Yeah, now you weld steel and aluminum, right?
Yes. Yeah, we're certified to do both.
Well, that's good. And then, so that's, you want high quality people with experience, people that have done the schooling, it's all pro Auto Center. It's auto repair and body shop. You don't push the auto repair, though, do you?
You know, being here on 19 like we are, we tend to get a lot of that walk-in stuff. And we'd like to do the classics, you know, the hot rods and stuff like that is what we're kind of leaning into. We just did a car show last weekend down at Oak Manors, down in Largo. So we're, you know, we're looking at the older muscle cars to piddle around with and play with. But yeah, we do have our repair shop here, and obviously, like I said, we get traffic off 19 for it. So
yeah, so you can do it all then.
Yes, absolutely.
Right, so if someone has a damage to the car, there might be some auto repair damage too.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
So you can fix that, so that's important.
Just, and a lot of the newer cars too, with the technology, you know, with airbags and the seat belts that lock up and everything else. If you have an accident, have a tendency to pop on the warning lights, hazard lights on your dashboard. We do have all the electric computer stuff that, you know, clears those lights, makes sure there's no other problems, and runs for codes and stuff like that. So.
Well, good. So tell the people how to. So Tammy, say hello.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Good, Tammy. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. I didn't even know you were there. Sorry I was talking so much.
Oh, she just came in the studio.
I'm running late today. I had to stop and pick up this delicious food from Vinny's.
And if you're watching on the webcam, Tammy just brought in Caesar's pizza.
Or no, this is Vinny's pizza.
And then we have Caesar's, too.
We've got the Caesar's
food. Do you have Tim's cell phone?
I do.
Why don't we give him a call?
I spoke to Tim, and he's the only person there today. He said he'll call in when he has time.
Okay, good.
That's good.
Yeah, so when you come here, Rick, you get to eat like a king. They're always catered.
Sounds good to me.
We got pizza, salads,
we've got
chicken
seafood
wings.
Seafood today from seafood. Caesars. We've got all kind of good stuff.
Seafood. So.
Yeah, I haven't been up to that. What is it? Paul Shrimp House. Yeah, the last time I was on the radio show with you. I got to go up and see him yet.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yes, love Michael. He is an awesome person.
Mike's the best.
Yeah.
In fact, I should
check him out. So.
All right, so anyhow, just in closing, give us your address and phone number.
37134 U.S. Highway 19 North.
That's just north of Innisbrook.
Just north of Innisbrook
right.
Drive off 19, yes.
All right.
We're exactly 1 mile north of Alderman, if you're coming north up 19, on the west side of the road. And the telephone number is 727-940-3896.
Well, thank you, Rick.
All Pro Car Care.
940-3896.
940-3896.
I know. You know why? Because a lot of times on the radio, I don't catch the
repetition is important.
Yeah. So it's 940
3896.
There you go, buddy.
All right, Rick.
All right. Hey, Rick, and thank you, buddy.
Thank you so much.
For being a friend, too. Like, not all our business people are friendly like you. I mean, I'm being real. You're a good man besides that you do business with us. So I'm very thankful you do business with us. And you got a great personality, and you're a kind person.
Well, thank you guys for everything.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
And Bajir's on the line.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
Bajir.
To you.
I haven't heard from Bajir in a while, huh?
Bajir, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
How are you?
Hey, how are the coupons coming in?
Not too bad.
Yeah?
Well, thank you for doing that for me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, because you're, like I said to you, Bajir, you always were good to us. Always.
Yes, and he has the best ice cream in town from Carvel.
No doubt about it. So what's going on at Carvel?
Carvel, we are having the festival season for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Snowman cake, Christmas tree cake, and mini snowmans.
Really?
Delicious.
You know, now we're on FM now.
That's good.
We're on 106.1 FM. So, you know, that's generally...
You can also catch us live streaming video.
Right.
As well. We have podcast. It is at Tantalk 1340. You can watch us online.
Yeah. So next time, maybe what we could do is pick up an ice cream cake and bring it here and put it on our podcast so people can see how beautiful they are.
Yeah, we'll have to plan it out.
Yeah, maybe you can come down to the station, too.
Yeah, Bashir, we haven't seen you for a while.
That's right. It's about time you come down.
Yes.
I'm eating pizza right now, Bashir.
Yes, from Vinny's. Vinny's is a new place that's been only open for, about 3 months, 4 months now?
Uh-huh.
But they are located over on Hercules Avenue, and seriously, it's the best pizza ever.
Oh, right.
It really is. Everything there is authentic and cheesy and delicious.
We'll check it out.
So how's it going there at Carvel for you, buddy?
Okay, not bad.
Yeah, so Publix is doing well, huh? You're right there in the Publix shopping center. Explain to people how to get to you.
Cole Lending's shopping center near Publix and Tetris Closet, right behind Checkers Hamburger.
Right. Which location did better for you, the one over there or this one?
Over there.
Really?
Yeah. So I was more exposed to 19.
Right. That's true, too. Right.
Is there any way you would be able to put signage out there?
I'm sorry?
Does it say Carvel outside on the sign?
Oh, yes.
It does, but they're back off the road now. I see what he's saying. Because it used to be where you could see it from the road.
Right. Yeah. We are in the back now. But before, I was exposed to 19 a lot. But unfortunately, we had to move. Landlord.
Yeah, you guys are, what, right behind Boston Market, right?
Right, yeah, next to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had to do all over again, would you have moved or would you have stayed there?
I would have stayed in there, yeah.
All right, well, people from New York really appreciate Carvel because there's so many Carvels.
They are finding us out on a website anyway from your coupons and websites, and it helps a lot.
Awesome.
Good.
You know, I met someone today, speaking of media online, and they do a huge, we're going to meet with him soon, actually. His name is Mark, and he used to work for Savers Digest, actually. He was a salesman, but he's linked up with this company that does digital media. I have his card in my pocket. And I think we're going to expand and see what he can do for us. And the business is called Connect, and they do all digital media online.
Wow.
So they're going to help us to expand our digital media presence.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Digital media is, I guess, the computer is where it's at, huh? Bezier?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think...
How's your wife doing?
She's good, thank you. She's just serving the customers.
Oh, yeah.
So, they're working.
So that's Carvel Ice Cream. You're in Publix, right? Tell, give people, you're behind the check. You're in the Publix Shopping Center.
Coral Landings. US 19 in Palm Harbor.
US 19 in Palm Harbor. And you're behind the, look for the checkers, pull in there, and you're in the Publix Shopping Center.
Next to Petters Closet.
And everybody out there, pick up your Brian Cash Class coupon book and get a free classic sundae with a purchase of a soft serve sundae. You get a second soft serve sundae of equal or lesser value for free.
Can't beat that.
Let me repeat that one more time. A free classic Carvel sundae. You know, the first time I stepped in a Carvel store was in 1975. They didn't have them up here. It was in Fort Lauderdale, and I'll never forget it. What a wonderland that was. I was 16.
Wow.
Yeah. Had them.
Hey, did you ever send that out to, you did, to the lady Palm Harbor Barbershop, right?
She will be receiving that today.
Today?
Yeah, I sent her an edible arrangement, which actually is Bashir's neighbor.
Really?
Yes, she's down at the end of that plaza.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool, huh, Bashir? Do you ever use that edible thing that's in your plaza there? They sell fruit and all that?
Yes.
That's good. I miss you, Bezier. I got to stop by and see you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see you before Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe we can put something together like a 2-page spread or something. Do you think you might have interest in that, doing something crazy?
Maybe we can try it.
Okay. So I'm going to talk to you about that.
Okay.
For sure. I'm sitting here stuffing my face with this pizza because it's so good.
So in closing, Bezier, tell us where you're located and all that.
We're in a Coral Landing Shopping Center. The address is 33223 US Highway 19 North, Palm Harbor. We're in the back near Publix and Platter's Closet.
Okay. Bezier, you're the best. And as a friend, right, you know that, right?
Absolutely.
You know that people can say they like someone, but then they can show they like someone.
No, right? I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? You're my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, Bashir, you have a great day and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, and I hope to see you before Christmas.
Yes, for sure. We'll stop in and we'll eat some ice cream at Carvel.
Okay, Merry Christmas to everybody there.
All right,
okay.
Thank you, Bashir. You have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so what also, too, is I like to talk about Liberty Tax Service. They're in Tarpon Springs at 38850 U.S. Highway 19 North. Their phone number is 787-1040. They're accurate, friendly, and guaranteed. And they have a coupon for 20% off tax preparation. And their phone number, again, is 727-787-1040. And they are the best.
Yep, that season is going to be rolling around sooner than you think.
Yeah.
And they always have really good specials as well. I know last year they did a promotion that if you went in to get your taxes done, automatically they would take $50 off plus the 20%. And also they had to refer a friend, that you and your friend would both get $50 if they came in to get their taxes done as well.
Yeah, so they're right there. That's pretty cool. That's Liberty Tax Service. They're in Tarpon Springs. And their phone number is 787-1040. And then we're going to go...
Well, I just want to talk about Vinny's just for one second to tell people how they can find them. They are located at 2169 North Hercules Avenue in Clearwater. It's right next door to the Circle K on Hercules, right up the street from the new Greek school. And their phone number is 727-240-1774. And they really do have some awesome food. And you can find a coupon for them in the Brian Cash Claus coupon book. That's Vinny's Pizzeria.
Wow. See that? And they're doing really well there, too.
They are. They're doing very well. I was in there last night. They were very busy. And today they were busy as well.
And when you give value, that's when you know you're doing well. So that's a good thing.
And they're listening. So hi, Alex and Vinny.
Oh, they are listening.
They
huh?
are. Yes.
Oh, that's good. And they're right next to the Circle K. So that's a good place on Hercules Avenue. And, we plan on door hanging back there, too.
Yes. I think that will help them out a lot.
Did you mention that to them?
I didn't. They're so busy there. They're always busy.
So it's good when you do more for someone than what you tell them anyway.
Yes.
Right? So we also have Vinny's is the best. What's this? There was a show called Vinny's.
There was?
Yes. But do we got our next caller?
We do.
Okay. And who's that?
It's Brad. Brad from Tarpon Tom's.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you guys?
Good. We're doing good.
Yeah. You guys are doing real well, huh? Did you ever get that set up out there where by the bike trail?
Yeah. Yeah, we're right on the trail.
Yeah, that's amazing that you guys are right. That's perfect location.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what people can find at Tarpon Tom's.
Is Tom there? Is he listening?
He's not here right now.
Does he know you're on the radio?
Yeah.
Well, good. It's on 106.1 FM. So, anyhow.
Is he listening or is he out on the water?
I don't think he's on the water today.
It was a neat little thing there. I came there when his grandchild was there, and he was sitting there, and he had this German Shepherd by his feet, and he had his grandchild in his arm.
Yeah.
Does it get any better than that?
I don't think so.
Right. So, anyhow, so what's going on there at Tarpon Tom's?
Not much. We're busy. Lots of repairs going on. Rentals.
Oh, that's good.
The new spot's working out great, just north of Klosterman Road on the trail.
And what's your phone number there?
It's 727-942-8200.
All right. So out at Tarpon Tom's, people can rent bicycles, right?
Yeah.
And kayaks. And you have
kayaks,
all of these.
Stand-up paddle boards. We take it all to the water for you.
And that is awesome.
Yeah.
And let's just talk about one more time about where you guys are located at.
Well, if you're coming up the Pinellas Trail, we're north of Klosterman Road. And if you're on alternate 19, we're near Britain's Archery.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
We're, a little harder to find off of Alt 19, but look for the bright yellow building.
Right, because you guys have moved locations. You used to previously be... what is that? Pinellas Avenue? Is that what that's called right there?
Yes, Pinellas Avenue.
Yes. Alton, so 19. They have moved locations, guys. They're still here, though.
They've been around for a while. You can get a free one-hour rental when you buy 2 hours or more with a coupon from the BCC coupon book, so rush out and get one.
Right.
There you go.
That's it. Tell me about this thing with the parachute, because you guys do paddle boards. I mean, stand-up.
Yeah, stand-up paddle boards.
Windsurfers.
Kiteboarding.
Kiteboarding. Now that's something they do that a lot in Clearwater Bay, just north of the Marriott by the bridge. And how long does it take to really, I guess, be competent? Is that a hard thing to learn?
It's not too hard. It just depends on if you can go every time the wind's blowing.
Yeah, the wind doesn't
you can get out there on the water, and the faster you can learn, the faster you can pick it up.
I see the guys, and they launch when they do turns.
Right.
And it's great exercise.
Yeah, way, way up in the air.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys give lessons, of course. You do lessons?
We don't do lessons anymore. But we do have some boards and harnesses.
Cool.
Yeah.
And a really cool thing is if people are out here on vacation and they don't have their equipment with them, you do bicycle rentals as well.
Right. Right.
And you can take them down the trail, and that is very good exercise as well.
Right. Or we can also deliver them to you if you're staying in a hotel or you know, one of the bed and breakfasts around town or something, we can bring them to you.
That is awesome. Nice. I did not know that.
Yeah. It's 2:30. I wanted to send a shout out to a friend of mine, my best friend, Troy Smith. If you're down there in South St. Pete listening, and your mom, Miss Lily Smith, hello to everybody down there. Happy holidays. I'll be seeing you soon. And that goes out to you and Junior and Pops and all the folks at the house. So there you go.
Awesome.
And happy holidays to you, Brett.
All right.
And to Tom and the family.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, guys.
Thank you.
And also, you guys sell bicycles as well, right?
Yeah, we have new and used.
Right. And also, people can get their bikes fixed or, you know, I noticed when I was in there, you guys have a lot of stuff that people can pick up that are accessories.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So for all your biking needs, check out Tarpon Tom's.
There you go.
That's it. Again, that's Tarpon Tom's Outdoor Adventure Gear. And you can get that free 1 hour rental when you have a BCC coupon book. Sale, service, and rentals of bikes, kayaks, and boards. New and used gear you can buy, you can sell, you can trade. And they rent bikes, kayaks, stand up paddle boards. They have a couple harnesses for the kiteboarding, too.
Right.
And they're in a new location. That's important. They've been around for a long time, got a lot of experience. They're on the trail just north of Klosterman.
Yeah.
If you're on the trail.
South of our old location.
All right. And that's 1845 South Pinellas Avenue in Tarpon Springs, which is also alternate 19, right behind the Psychic, right?
Right.
If you need information, you can call them at 727-942-8200. That's the good people at Tarpon Tom's Outdoor Adventure Gear.
Thanks. Thank you, Brad. And you have a Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas, guys. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. You have a great day.
Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Well, that's great.
Well, listen, I want to show some of this food on the air.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. We have so much food, guys.
Look at this fish dinner. Look at this Atlantic cod.
And there we go.
Yes. From Caesars in Dunedin on Main Street.
Yeah. Tartar sauce, the coleslaw, and the garlic bread. Oh, wait. That's one kind of fish.
We're showing the food right now for those of you listening and not watching on our podcast.
Yes, and you can see it on Tantalk1340.com.
Yes.
Click on the video feed, and you can see all the food you want to see.
Yes.
Yep, this is the fish and chips, which is in one of their baskets that they sell. Their menu is ginormous, and it's delicious. It's quality.
Yes. And also, one cool thing about Caesar's Pub is they are very dog friendly, and they have a little outside patio area that you can bring your puppy with you. And they have, you know, there's not a lot of places sometimes that you can take your dog, so that is a good plus.
I'm gonna launch into these mozzarella sticks. I'm gonna put them on the air first, online, and on the webcam.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I'm gonna start eating.
Cheese sticks, delicious. I know, I have a mouthful of food as well.
That's
probably
everything.
Not such a good idea when we're on the air. But it's so good,
go
we can't resist.
I don't know. Is it like the sound of falling water helps people? Helps people out in some ways. It's like, if you can hear me chewing, does that make you hungry and want to go to Caesar's?
The cars just start rolling in the parking lot out here.
Well, that's one thing we definitely do is we feed our people. So we have so many great clients that have so much great food.
Now, I'm just getting started. We got a lot more to show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they got a lot of promos. Tell us about those weeklies. You know, they have the NFL Sunday ticket at Caesars. This is on 1757 Main Street, right behind the Jimmy John's in the plaza there. You got the NFL Sunday ticket. You can watch any game you want.
Yep, right beside McDonald's.
That's a good quality craft beer on draft. And it's almost couldn't say that.
it's a big place as well inside, so they have lots of room for lots of people. And every third Saturday of the month, they do a classic car and truck show, which is pretty cool.
It's coming up on December 17th, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they also do every Thursday, they have live trivia. And every Tuesday and Friday, they do karaoke. And if you would like to give them a call, because they deliver as well, their number is 727-734-4522. And they are located, again, on Main Street, Dunedin, at 1757 Main Street, right next to McDonald's.
You know, I love to do karaoke.
Right.
After my fifth beer.
I think that's when everyone likes to do it.
Catch me on New Year's Eve, maybe.
Right. And if you check them out in the Brian Cash Claus coupon book, you can get a buy one, get one free lunch. Or, and this is an amazing deal, I honestly think this is probably one of the best coupons in our whole book. It is a large pizza for $6.99. And that is for dine-in or carry-out only. And also, every Tuesday and Wednesday, for those of you who have children, kids eat free with the purchase of an adult entree, which is awesome because I know that can get quite pricey taking your children out to dinner with you. And again, they are located at 1757 Main Street, Dunedin, and their phone number is 727-734-4522. And like Scott said, they have the full NFL package, so you can watch any game, and they have plenty of TVs that you can come out and watch any of the football games that you want and get some pizza, some beers, and some wings and enjoy yourself. And that's Tim over at Caesars.
Sounds good.
All right. So I guess everyone has left me alone,
yes,
so I am in here all by myself, Bobby. And we don't want to have any dead air time.
No, we don't, but we have lots of food. So.
Oh, for sure. We have so much food today. So again, I would like to mention Vinny's Pizzeria. It seriously is one of my most favorite places to go. They have the best pizza. They have a full menu, though. They have everything is authentic. They have what's your favorite Italian dish, Bobby?
Oh, Pete. Well, I'm just straight up pizza,
really?
Pasta, all nine yards. If you want pasta, lasagna, stuff like that.
Oh, they have delicious lasagna. Last night I actually had dinner there, and I had a salad, and it was a spinach salad with strawberries, mandarin oranges, these delicious coated walnuts,
mm-hmm.
and goat cheese. Oh my gosh, it was so good. It was delicious. It was all fresh. It was really good.
Wow.
And they also deliver over at Vinny's.
Oh, well then that's important. We need it here at the station.
Oh, for sure. And if you pick up one of the Brian Cash Claus coupon books, you can find a coupon in there for a large pizza for $8.99 or 10% off of your entire order, that's pretty great. You could take a lot of people out to dinner, save a lot of money. And they also have a coupon for a large one topping with wings and a 2-liter for $19.99 as well.
That topical. Sounds fantastic.
Yes. And again, they are located at 2169 North Hercules Avenue in Clearwater, right next door to the Circle K. And their phone number is 727-240-1774. Say hi to Alex and Vinny if you pop in.
That's it. Take a look at this. You know what that is?
Oh, my gosh. It is delicious. That's what I can tell you.
That is French silk.
Chocolate
from
pie.
Caesars.
Wow.
On Main Street. Take a gander. How do you like that?
Oh, my gosh. That looks so good. French silk pie.
Massive.
Wow.
French chocolate brownie. I'm thinking of the French silk here that we have here. And also the key lime pie.
Oh, I love key lime pie. That's one of my favorites.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they've got baskets. They've got, it's soup to nuts. They've got everything there.
And everything over at Caesars is homemade as well. And they've been in business for, about a year and a half or a year?
Yeah.
Almost 2 years.
Yeah.
And they're doing really good over there. Everyone should check them out at Caesars.
I was in there last night.
Were you?
Had quite a few people in there.
Awesome. That's great. And they deliver as well. And if you would like a delivery, You can call at 727-734-4522.
As a matter of fact, when I was in there, Tim was out.
Oh, yeah.
Doing a delivery. You never know. The delivery boy might be the owner, which is kind of interesting.
That's very cool. Yep. I always felt like
quality control there.
Oh, for sure. And if you have employees, I also believe that there shouldn't be anything you wouldn't do yourself that you ask them to do.
That's it.
People respect you a lot more when you participate and you pitch in and you help. And Tim is definitely a hands-on owner that is always there to lend a helping hand.
You know what? I was talking about with somebody about vehicle automation a couple of weeks ago. Brought in some stuff on it. Did you know that they're going to start using self-driving buses in Tampa next year?
Yes.
By summer.
I actually had heard that. And a few months back, about 6 months ago, Audi, actually, but it was over in Germany, they made an entire fleet of Mack trucks that have no drivers. They are fully automated. And they did a test run just to see, you know.
Was that the beer run?
No, it was just a test run. Well, not the one that I was reading about. And they went, like, I believe it was 750 miles across Germany.
Yes,
just to see, you know, how is this going to work out? And apparently it did very well because now they are making them for companies to purchase.
Yes, and they also, last year, I believe they tested, Audi tested a driverless car on the Selman Expressway.
Right,
they
now.
Did. Yes, they did. I remember that.
We've got cars loaded with sensors now. They'll tell you if you're about to back up into something, they have backup cameras, backup sensors.
They will
tell you, warn you if you're about to run into something.
Also, you know.
They will brake your car.
Yeah,
and Mercedes has that now, and several others.
Actually, I was driving a new Fiat recently, and on their side mirrors, they tell you. Well, it'll blink and tell you if there's a car, if you can get over. You know, if you turn on your turn signal, if it's safe
if
to get
clear.
Over or not. Yes.
Well, that's
which
like
I think in this driving
spot,
area,
blind spot monitor.
That's a great thing.
That's like having a NASCAR spotter in the car with you. And then they've got cars that park themselves.
Yes.
And that's where we are now. And, you know, there will be an attendant aboard, but there will be no driver on this Marion Street. It's like a tram or a shuttle. But the article that I'm looking for that I want to show you, last month, the first semi-tractor trailer run, self-driving, fully automated, was made from Fort Collins, Colorado. Down to, I believe it was Golden, 120-mile run with no driver, with 50,000 cans of Budweiser.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
I don't know. I mean, it sounds great, but if you really think about it, I feel like that is going to put a lot of people out of work.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Then
I
again,
mean, we have a lot of truck drivers that we rely on that as a huge, you know, business, and I don't think I like it.
No, and most of them, they're not the problems on the road because they know how to drive.
They're very regulated. You know, they have to check in. They have to get a certain amount of sleep. They can only drive for so many hours, you know. And so
and many companies even set stricter guidelines than what are all
absolutely,
the law.
Absolutely. I mean, I have, several of my father's friends, you know, from up north are truck drivers, and they make a great living doing that. So I honestly think it's kind of a shame that if it puts people like that out of work.
Yeah, I'd like to see the numbers on that. But then again, look at Uber. It's been very disruptive, the taxi cab.
Uber supposedly is going to have automated cars in a year. That's
Uber
what they say.
And Google have been stealing engineers and scientists from each other for years on robotics. And Uber is all into the self-driving car because think about it. You want to talk about threatening a lot of jobs in Detroit, Ohio, and all over for manufacturing, because once they start manufacturing fully self-driving taxis, you may not even want to own. Hey, look, it's really easy. You may not even want to own a self-driving car or own a car unless, you know, the people with money that have two cars, rather than buying a self-driving car for $100,000, they might have their favorite little sports car in the garage and own no car for everyday transportation to and from work, the doctor, and the grocery store, because it's easy to spend $1,000 a month. You figure your car payment, your insurance, your fuel, and your other expenses, $1,000 a month. If for $500 a month, you can just tap your Uber and a self-driving car pulls up to the door, then you're not going to need to own a car. So that's going to threaten a whole lot more. It's very
well. That is very true, because the price will go down because they will mm-hmm. not have to pay a person. But like I right. said, I still think that person to person business is. I'd rather deal with a human being than a computer mm-hmm. any day.
Yeah.
yep.
Honestly,
imagine what the technical support on that's going to be.
you know? Yeah. Yeah.
It didn't show up. It was late for work. It was this and that.
Right.
So it's going to be a matter of another massive retraining here in the next 5 to 10 years, because
right.
Singapore's putting a fleet of taxis on the streets as we speak.
Right. Germany is going to do it as well, but I don't know.
And all the major manufacturers are going to do it because they don't want to get left behind. So maybe not so much auto workers, but definitely drivers.
Well, you know, that's another thing. When is it going to be a time when they have an automated assembly line where they don't even need a person on anymore? You know, it's going to put a lot of people out of work for, I mean, look at McDonald's. Well, honestly, right now, they could have one person working in McDonald's and be completely automated, and that's all they would need is one person.
Yeah, they just got a, what was it?
The kiosks?
The cupcake machine in Tampa.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, I saw that.
Anything you want. They got pizza dispensers on college campuses.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know where they already have that, where we're getting that from, and they've had it for years at this point, is actually Japan.
Yes.
Japan has had that in place for a very long time.
I've seen the shows where they have just rooms where they're just little warming, little ovens.
Yeah.
But you swipe your card, take your pizza.
That's true. But like I said, I don't know. I mean, I think technology is a good thing, but it's a double-edged sword, you know?
Well, and you can tell, like with McDonald's, people don't like using those kiosks. And they have someone standing there like, hey, you want to order here? And everybody just runs right over
to the
counter.
Well, I tell you, it was the craziest thing. I was in Tampa, and I went to McDonald's with my friend and her children. So we ordered food. They tell us, I don't really go to McDonald's often, but they said, go have a seat. We'll bring your food to you. And I was like, really?
Yeah.
So we had this little number. We go mm-hmm. sit down, and they actually had a person bring our food out to us. And I was like, wow.
First time here yesterday.
Yeah.
I ordered a McCafe, one of the special coffees, and the lady brought it to me. And she was bringing food all over the place. So the personal service.
Yes.
You know, it was really getting, that's highly competitive.
Yes. A computer will never be able to be personable to another human being, you know?
No, I'd rather have a barista make my coffee.
Yes.
And I do like the Starbucks app, because you can order 10, 15 minutes before you get to the Starbucks, give them an estimated time for pickup, go in and grab your coffee.
Yes.
And Dunkin' Donuts is hot on their heels with that. But, you know, somebody's going to have to train the robots. I mean, somebody's going to have to assemble the robots. Somebody's going to have to program the robots. Somebody is going to have to, open schools to retrain these people to build wind generators.
Yeah.
make solar installations, because that's the way things are going. And you can't stop it.
And they have to show the consumer how to interact with these with these machines.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
We'll have the Geek Squad on speed dial.
Restaurant Geek Squad.
Right?
Yeah. You got your early adopters, and then everybody else eventually will follow along with the herd effect.
That is true. But then again, small business may not be able to afford to, you know, switch over to automated services. So
that's true.
Hopefully it all works out in the end.
Yeah. Well, you know, Walmart's put a lot of mom and pop retailers out of business, but you still have your big lot stores, you have your Targets, and unfortunately the wages have not kept up with people moving into the service industry and out of manufacturing.
That is true.
But with the push on, I think we're going to see it in a few years, so it'd be a $15 minimum wage.
Well, we have all the protesting going on at this time. I mean, but the thing is this. They're never going to take a loss. If they ever were forced to pay people a minimum wage of $15 an hour, we are the people that are going to pay for that in the end, because we're going to have to pay more for the product.
Yep.
Because
Which
even
means
though
we haven't
they
been paying enough for it all along.
Well, no, they're putting more money in their pocket, and we're spending more money of ours.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. Because they're still making a huge profit, or else they wouldn't do what they do.
Yeah,
you
same
know?
With the oil industry, right?
It's the corporate world. The corporate world doesn't care about people; they care about money.
Bottom line, yeah.
I know
accountants and economists and finance people will kill for a penny of earnings per share.
The thing is, I you know, personally, with our business and our level of business, we deal with small business owners and mom and pop businesses all day long. And I see their struggle, and I see how they're out there trying to, you know, break their back to make a living for their family. And I appreciate that. And that's why I do what I do, because I believe in it. I believe we help people. I believe that we bring business to our clients. You know, we get feedback all the time. As a matter of fact, Vinny's, I was actually very surprised. It was a very good tidbit of information that he gave me yesterday. He said they were overwhelmed with calls about this radio show to Vinny's the last time we had them on the show.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
He was like, don't talk about us too much because we're going to have too many people. We can't handle it. But I, you know,
well,
I
like to help people out.
Yeah. And I was really happy to hear that. Like, it made me feel really good that we are doing a good job, you know, that we are helping business.
And if you're out there now, you know, it pays to advertise. There's a reason why so many people have been in this book over 10 years, some over 20 years.
Yeah.
A couple over 30 years. They've been in this book. They pay month to month for the Brian Cash Claus coupon book. If you want to place an ad in the book, call us at 727, call Brian at 727-804-6082. That's 727-804-6082 to place an ad. The ad rates are published. Be happy to quote them for you. And we got a couple pages available in the upcoming winter edition. Is this the Snowbird edition?
Yes. And we will go to, we'll be having a new print come out in January, and it really does work well for our clients.
One of the people that have advertised for quite a while, because I know, because I read the book every month, both editions, is the R&L Muffler Shop.
Yes, Lynn, you know? Over at R&L. Yeah, I love Lynn.
I'm going to send a shout out to them. They're 2167 C Drew Street in Clearwater, behind Autometrics and next door to Window Tent America.
Yep, they're actually, if it's a little tricky to turn into there. So if you are headed towards Belcher, you would make a right before you get to the Speedway on the corner of Belcher, and they are behind the building right in the front.
And if you got your Brian Cash Claus coupon book available at retailers everywhere, you can get a free brake inspection. Also, you can get oil lube and filter for $21.95.
Yep, and it's a family-owned business, and they're doing well over there, and they do a great job, and they're very personable people, and Lynn is a great person.
Right, and they do the mufflers, the catalytic converters, brake inspections, oil lube and filters. If you got a check engine light on, or they you got one of those codes popping up, they can put the computer on it and give you a diagnosis on it. Call them at 727-442-2930. Again, that's the R&L Muffler Shop, and they deal in Walker exhausts, and install all new parts at 2167 Drew Street, 2167 Unit C. And tell them where that is again. It's a little tricky.
Yes, if you are headed towards Belcher on Drew Street, right before you get to the Speedway, which is right on the corner of Drew and Belcher, there's a parking lot. You turn directly into it to the right, and it's right behind the car dealership that's in the front. It's a small car dealership. And they're right behind there in a big building. And like I said, they're honest, hardworking people. And Lynn is a great person, and they do very good work. And also, they specialize in mufflers and catalytic converters. That's what their specialty is.
And again, that's a locally owned business, folks, with a lot of experience.
Yeah.
So go there.
Been there a long time.
Boy, the hour goes by quick, doesn't it? We're down to 4 minutes. And
sure does.
I wanted to send another shout out to the Southern Steer Butcher. The folks over there at Southern Steer Butcher, now they're behind Perkins next to Joanne Fabrics on US 19, 30214 US 19. That's, well, they're still talking about the US 19 and Curlew area.
Yes.
And their coupon is for a free half pound of steak tips on a purchase of $40 or more, and it doesn't take much to spend $40 on meat. I spend at least that.
And they have the most awesome marinated meats there, and chicken,
yeah,
and shrimp,
right.
And it is so delicious.
Bags of it.
So delicious. Yep. He has his homemade marinades that I really have never had anyplace else. They have this mango habanero one. Oh my gosh, to die for. But we do have a caller. Who is that, Bobby?
Tim from Caesars is on.
All
real
right.
Quick.
There he is. Whoa.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, guys.
Hey, your ears must be ringing.
Yeah, we've been talking about you.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been showing your food on the air, and we're buried in it. We're eating it. And we're loving
it. How is everything? Hopefully everything is up to satisfactory.
As always, it is delicious.
Oh, so good. So good. Everything from the fish and chips to the mozzarella sticks to the desserts.
Absolutely. We were just looking at that pie.
I really appreciate your support, Brian and Sammy and Scott. You guys have been great for us.
We thank you for catering the show today and
Absolutely.
Feeding everybody here at the studio.
Yeah, and again, this is Tim from Caesars. Tell us your address and your phone number.
Oh, we're at 1757 Main Street, located in Dunedin. We're a mile west of U.S. 19 and just outside of good old downtown Dunedin, across the street from the Ace Hardware Store.
What's the name of the plaza?
The plaza is called Weathersfield Commons. It's right in front of the, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Weathersfield neighborhood. It's a very, very nice neighborhood.
Yes.
They got some townhomes and some beautiful homes back there, but it's part of that community. So it's the Weathersfield Commons, right. And it's right where the McDonald's is. And by the way, some interesting news is that Anchor store that's been dark for I don't know how many years, forever.
Yeah.
It seems like looks like something's going in. They're doing a build-out. Kind of got an idea who's going in, but I don't want to say it over the air.
Oh.
Well, looking forward to that.
Yeah,
that should help you
great.
Out. You should help, and you'll be helping them out.
Absolutely.
Now, you got a lot of craft beer on draft there, too, don't you?
Yeah, we do a few crafts. We usually do up to three crafts drafts, and then we do, like, Not Your Father's Root Beer, which is also a popular bottle. And then, of course, we have domestic drafts and the import drafts, and then we have the domestic and import bottles as well.
All right, Tim, and tell us a little bit about Caesars. And I was mentioning earlier that you guys are very dog-friendly, which is a very big plus.
Yeah, so what we do is when we took over, we got the outdoor permit, and then we got what Dunedin calls the doggy dining license, which allows us to, you know, we pay a nominal fee to the city, and then they allow you to be able to have dogs in an outdoor dining environment. So we have a dog that's that, you know, anytime we go out or we go anywhere, he goes with us. Everybody knows Buddy.
Buddy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And because he's, you know, he's always with us when we go out, we always look for places. Anywhere we go, we look for places that have outdoor dining.
All right, Tim, thank you so much.
Thank
I'm so,
you so
sorry
much.
To cut you off. We got about 30
it.
Seconds left.
Happy holidays. Say hi to Angela for us and Cody and all the others.
All right, Tim.
Thanks.
Again, Tim. That's Tim at Caesars in Dunedin. And thank you also to Vinny's, who sponsored the show as well today, located over on Hercules Ave in Clearwater.
All right, thanks. And we will see you next week.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.